Yeah. What was Jocelyn's?
That was the store. That's Lufkin's place now?
Yeah.
That was called Jocelyn's store. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because we had the store here, and right beside it was the post office, a little portion of the store was the post office. And then the second floor, the people that owned the building lived there, Chase. It's a shame because I'd love to go in the store because I bet it's full of antiques because that's what it was. It was an antique shop.
Fire station.
You know, after the...
Yeah, and they just left it all in
there? No, sorry, Main Street.
Yeah, you buy there, you go by there, and you can see all the stuff.
You know where it is?
Yeah.
That was the north end of a Baptist church. That's where I was married.
The fire station was a church?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful church.
Did you tear it down?
Yep. Yep. And you know where the Michauds live? On right at the corner of, well, across the street from Dillingham Way?
Uh-huh. In Main Street?
My brother-in-law, sister, he's passed away. But most of the timbers in that house came from the North End of a Baptist church.
Oh, cool.
Will built the house, yep.
Which house?
That's
it's
next
the
door
big
to
white
the...
colonial next to where the Mill Pond Rest Home used to be.
Okay.
To the standing one, looking at the rest home.
Yeah, it's on the left.
Okay.
Nice house.
And that house was built with timbers from the North End of a Baptist church. And next door to that, the big white apartment building was Brooks' store. That's, you walk in and it was wooden floor and flies and Ronnie and I, when we first married, about once a month we'd get a steak and he'd have this huge beef, hunk of beef on a wooden thing and, you know, we'll have a pound of steak and he'd take his cleaver and boom, wrap it up in brown paper and off we'd go.
We didn't worry about any of the sanitation stuff they do today. Everything's got to be
rubber
gloves and all
that
stuff.
Flies flying all over the picture.
It just made the steak taste better, right?
You're still here. It was Brooks' store. In fact, his daughter is in that 50-year book. She graduated in 50.
Because I was trying to find them. I think she passed away. Priscilla?
One of them, Priscilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were three of them.
Yeah.
Three kids,
Three girls.
Priscilla was in the 51, Yeah, Deb.
So it must have
Do you remember St. Andrew's burned? Remember that fire?
Yeah,
oh.
That was horrible.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell
That's
us
a beautiful
about the
little
St.
church.
Well, they rebuilt it. It's right where it is now.
When was the fire?
Well, it was since I got married.
Yeah.
So, 60s maybe?
Probably. I was just going to say probably in the 60s or early 70s.
Yeah.
What started the fire?
Was it lightning? I think I was trying to think what time of the year, and I can't remember now. I know it was, so sad.
Did they lose the whole church?
No.
It didn't burn to the, they rebuilt it. The Salmon's, you know what Salmon School is, And what is that? What did they use that for now?
Salmon School is where all the school offices are.
Okay, all right. Because it used to be the Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And those were the elementaries, the Salmon, the Curtis, and the King Street were the three elementary schools when we were there. And then, I mean, there was no middle. It was 7 through 12. 200 kids in the sixth grades total.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My sister Annette graduated in 63 or 4 from not the current high school, but the other one that was there that they tore down.
When was the last grade to go through the Sylvester High School?
High school?
Jeez.
Yeah.
It must have been in the 50s because my sister graduated on the Cedar Street one in 63, I believe.
Mm.
So I can't answer you. I'm guessing the 50s.
Yeah. Could have been, yeah.
I'd be absolutely heartbroken if they tear that building down.
I know.
That was before that one.
Yeah.
That was 1927 is when... Sylvester was built. Yeah, Edmund Q. Sylvester. 1927. Loved it. still do.